Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
All right. It's Monday. We're back in the swing of things. My name's Tony Williams. I'm glad to be your host today on Iolo Radio. Iolo rocks. We are so excited that you are on the air live with us today. We are getting the week kicked off here. Another stellar week. Actually, moving forward already. You know, we're only a couple of weeks away from springtime. I got my my co-host and partner, Mr. Donnie Crisp, on the line with us, working the switchboard in the background. How are you this morning, Donnie?
Man, I'm great, Tony. Looking forward to hearing what new happens today. It seems like every day we get on this show, corporate's got something exciting and new for us out there. So I'm fired up. I didn't want to talk no more. I just want to listen. Where are they at?
All right, man. Sounds good. Well, speaking of corporate, we've got Mr. Bud Nemeth, Director of Marketing with Iolo, on board with us. Good morning, Bud. Hope you've had a good weekend. How are you, my friend?
I had a great weekend, Tony. It's Monday. Excited about Monday again. It's great to be part of Iolo and be looking forward to Mondays.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Bud, Donnie said, there is, and rightfully so, it's almost like every day on the radio show there are some announcements that are valuable to the agents in the field. I want to say good morning and welcome to all of the new agents. I know every day that new agents are joining the team, and we want to say welcome aboard. We're glad that you're here. The Iolo Radio is really for you. That's what this is about. This is, gives you the voice, the agents in the field, the voice. And it's not just a one-way communication, if you will, from company down to the agents in the field. This is a two-way vehicle of communication. And really, we put this together literally to support you and so that the company could hear your questions and concerns, and also that as agents, we could work together to share, you know, valuable information with each other so we can help each other to become more profitable and more effective in the field with Iolo, and that's what this is about. So if you'd like to take just a moment, you know, if you've got a smartphone and you're using texting, and most people are these days, text out the message to your team. If you've got a couple of agents or even some people that you're talking to that you're thinking, maybe I'd like to have this person join my team as an agent and I can sponsor this person, you know, let them know about the radio show, because very few companies have this kind of a communication vehicle for the people in the field. Let them know that we're live on the radio right now, 718-664-9145. Also, they can join us and listen in live streaming on the Internet at IOLORadio.com. Well, with that said, Bud, I just want to kind of, you know, tap you a little bit on the shoulder here and say, if you've had some extra news, or, you know, like Donnie said, there's always something almost every day from corporate, are there any announcements today? We could recap a little bit about what we learned last week. I know there's been some new information last week about new verticals recently and so forth. For people that are just getting on board, you know, it's all getting it all at once. But for those of us that have been on board for, you know, for a few weeks at least, or certainly for a couple of months, you know, it's been coming a little at a time. But things are happening fast, and you guys have put a tremendous host of resources together. Now, one of those things that I think would be relevant to talk about, and something you and I talked about earlier, Bud, was the, you know, the new merchant top 10 list as well. So maybe we can cover that today. But I'll give you the mic and let us know, is there any news from corporate today?
Well, Tony, again, thank you so much for hosting this radio show. You and Donnie do a great job. I know Rodney helps out a lot. And you know, the agents that have shared their stories and experiences with us, it's just phenomenal platform to have available to us in the field. So I appreciate you so much. Yeah, it seems like there's so much going on in the background. There's new announcements every week. Look forward to a couple new announcements this week. I'm really excited about. Hopefully we can get those knocked out this week. Again, with so many things going on, it does seem like every few days or every week there's new things going on. We've said that over and over again. At the rate this company is growing, it looks like a new company every 30 days. And again, with the addition of the furniture and bedding market, and I tell you, the agents in the field, Tony, are doing a phenomenal job. There's so many new furniture stores and new bedding stores, mattress stores coming online. But more importantly than that is their sales from those stores. And again, the tools that we have put together truly is our goal is to help your merchants make more money, and thus in turn you develop a significant passive income for yourself. I will say this, we have had, even though, Tony, some people like to work a traditional work week and work Monday through Friday and take Saturday and Sunday off, I can tell you that corporate doesn't do that, that they are working 7 days a week and virtually around the clock to make this the best company it can be. And also, there's merchants that are open during the weekend, so there's contracts that are being written, applications being processed all the time. There's merchants that decide that Saturday is a good day to do business, and they're going out and putting businesses because maybe that's the only day of the week they can do this, and they work full-time during the week. So a lot of things happen on the weekend, but folks, including new agents, I mean, a lot of people will build their agencies over the weekend and meet with people on the weekend and share Iola with them. And, Tony, we're seeing the results of that. But, you know, again, welcome to all the new agents that we have joining us for the first time or listening to this for the first time on iolaradio.com. But I do want to say if you are serious about making money in Iola and you have not listened to last week's shows on Thursday and Friday with Dalal Sulaheem, who has an agent in the field out just absolutely building a dynasty with Iola. She has over 20 merchants now, and she's spending time with those merchants and every agent or every associate in the store and bringing them up to speed on Iola. The results from that are going to be phenomenal. Plus, she's also building her own agency and teaching others to do the same. So if you did not get a chance to listen to those two calls on Thursday and Friday, please go to iolaradio.com and at your convenience, invest some time listening to Dalal and her mindset and psychology and commitment and dedication and belief and her actual game plan, what she does and what she says. And, Tony, in addition to that, the announcement we made Friday with the revised and updated merchant training website, the response has been, the feedback has been just phenomenal. But we have had a lot of questions, so I've been asked, over the next, if we can't squeeze it all into today, maybe break it up into today and tomorrow and review that training page for everybody. So if that's okay, Tony, I'd like to go ahead and do that. And then if anyone has questions, we'll cut it off in about, at maybe 25 after and then take a few questions. And then whatever we get through today, if we don't get through it all, we'll just pick it up tomorrow. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, man, that sounds fantastic. So for the sake of all those that might be near a computer and they might want to follow along with us, but, especially for the new agents, how do they find the merchant training page? How can the top 10 list, maybe they might want to follow along with us as we go. How can they find it? Where is it at?
Great suggestion, Tony. And you can get to it two ways very easily. If you go into your own agent online back office, log into your website through your agent or through your replicated website, log into your back office and click on the resources tab. There's a drop down on the left and then choose new agent checklist. And again, this is the resource, the number one resource for agents. This is where all new agents should go. And in the first 2 to 3 days, Tony, invest time going through every item on the checklist. But if you'll see item number 8 on that checklist mentions the training, basically, for the merchants. So it says, know what you will teach, and it gives you the website to go to right there. So you can click on it from your back office, from your new agent checklist under step 8, or you can go directly to that website, what is www.merchanttraining.ioloit.net. That's merchanttraining.ioloit.net, and that will take you to the resource page. Again, the idea behind this website is for you as the agent to walk through this website with your merchant and with their staff during training after they've been approved and enrolled as a merchant. So the more familiar you are with this website, the more professional you're going to look and competent you're going to look when you're spending time with that merchant. Now, obviously, again, the best way is hand-in-hand, face-to-face, and do this in person. If you cannot do that, at least look into getting a screen sharing program like a join.me or something like that, Google Hangouts, whatever. There's so many different ones, and there's free resources too. You don't need to spend money to do that. But you can open up a computer and have your merchant join you on the computer, and they can see everything you see on your computer. It's called a screen sharing app. So look into that if you're not familiar with it. Google it, okay? But basically, again, if something happens to you, let's say that you sign up at a new merchant and then you have to go out of town or out of the country or you get sick for a week with the flu, your merchant does not have to wait for you to do this. They do get this website in their congratulations and welcome email. So they can go through this on their own, but again, you are the difference maker. You are the game changer. So you should be the one to go through this with them and then follow through even more after you do this. But it says, welcome and congratulations on being approved. So we geared this site towards the merchant, but it's something that you're going to walk through with them. So welcome, congratulations on being approved as an official Iolo merchant. You know, folks, not everybody gets approved, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. But it says, you now have a great no-credit check payment option for your customers, and you should be able to make sales you may have otherwise lost. If you and everyone in your business use Iolo correctly, you should be able to realize a significant increase in your overall sales and thus your overall profit. So we throw the reason that they signed up right at the beginning, and it says this resource page should provide you with all the info you need to know. Now, I want to point out why number one is number one. It says protect yourself. It says while you've been vetted and initially accepted into our Iolo family, we have had merchants in the past who have been terminated from offering our program because they violated their terms and conditions with us or they committed outright fraud. We suggest you make sure you and each employee in your store read and understand the terms and conditions of our agreement. And you can click on that and it'll open it up in a new window. And then it says we've also put together a quick overview highlighting the best practices that will ensure good standing with our company. Folks, the reason that's there and the reason we want to start with that and actually end with it also is because there are, believe it or not, unscrupulous merchants out there that will take advantage of a situation. Let me just put it that way. And cheat and be dishonest and fraudulent in their workings and dealings with not only their customers but with other businesses and vendors they do business with. It's sad, and I hate to even talk about it, but we have to because it happens, and it could bring our company down. I was speaking with an agent who has a lot of experience in this industry, and he said he worked with another company, and that company had over 350,000 active representatives in that company, a direct sales company, and he said there was a group within that company that in 1 month was responsible for $11 million in fraud, and it brought that company crashing down. 1 month, $11 million in fraud. So it is very important. I know, you know, we're all out there in the field working hard. We go into a store. You always want to assume the best, but again, you will experience, and if you get a feeling that you're dealing with somebody unscrupulous, just walk away. You know, we don't need it. We don't want our company taken down. Now, again, we have a lot of checks and balances in place. We've got a great team at corporate that does a great job, and again, but there are folks out there who will try to cheat the system. That's just the basic. That's the truth, unfortunately. So here it says protect yourself. So don't just skip this. Go over this with your merchant. Hey, I'm thrilled that you're on board, but I just want to make sure that you understand our company is a phenomenal company. It can help you make a lot of money, but you have to understand if you violate the terms and conditions, or there's been merchants in the past who have put in fraudulent deals and stuff, so please just follow these practices and you'll never have a problem. I don't want your store, I don't want them to take this away from you. So it says only fill out and submit an application after gaining the customer's permission to do so. There are people who have all these old applications from being failed or denied on traditional financing, whatever, and they'll just go in and start putting this information in, and you know the customer gets approved, and they don't even know they've applied. And so what happens is corporate will call that customer to talk to them about the approval and maybe what they need, or congratulations, you've been approved for X amount, and the customer doesn't know what they're talking about. That is not correct. They cannot do that, okay? So make sure they know this up front. Also, it says please use their valid ID when filling out the application. Confirm that it's correct. Let them know what IDs we accept. We don't want, for numbers purposes, we don't want them putting in a bunch of applications of people with false information, because they're going to get declined, and that skews our numbers. They shouldn't put that information in unless they know it's accurate and correct. It says make sure to charge them the proper amount for the items that the customer is purchasing. Do not inflate the prices in any way. We have a team of folks at corporate who review each contract, and they're great at their job. Let me explain that. There's people out there that will take a phone that everyone's selling across the country for $250, and because the customer gets approved for $600, they'll put $600 on the contract for the price of the phone. That's not going to fly. And if that happens over and over and over again, guess what? You know, the company gets in a bad situation. So very important. And by the way, because some of these vendors are used to being charged from their companies they work with a discount up front, maybe 2, 4, 6% or more, they just pass that. They are in the habit of passing that cost along to the customer. They don't have to do that with us because we don't charge them any money. So it's very important to go over that with them. Listen, I know, you know, some companies, I've seen some merchants add money to the prices because they get, we don't charge you, so please don't add any money to the price. It says only list qualifying items on the contract that are being purchased and given to the customer. We're actually going to shortly put a list up there of qualifying items, which you all know what they are. They're, you know, electronics, jewelry, wheels and tires, furniture, bedding. They can't put a refrigerator on there right now. Not yet, okay? They can't put service or, you know, service plans or whatever, monthly, again, it's got to be a qualifying, tangible item that's returnable, recoverable, and repossessable, okay? It says make certain the customer has read and understands the contract, and then have them electronically sign it. Make sure you know the customer knows it's a 9-month rental purchase agreement, and they can invoke our any-day payoff option. Folks, you know, again, it's all advertising and marketing. That's my background. I know how the game works. A lot of these companies that are promoting their 90-day and their 100-day payoff option, it's not the same as cash, even though they lead you to believe it is. But it's not, I promise you. We don't play the 90-day and 100-day game. They can pay it off at any single time they want, and only pay the remaining cash price, no extra fees or penalties. You know what? I just saw, I don't know if anyone else has seen this, but I just saw a commercial this weekend on from Rooms to Go on television. They have an 8-year same-as-cash program. The banks, the lending institutions, the financing companies that run a traditional credit check, if you've got pristine credit, some of these places will give you 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, and now I've just seen a new one. 8 years to pay off that furniture without paying any interest on it. Why would they do that? Ask yourself why they would do that. They do it because they know people won't pay it off. The large majority of customers will not pay that off. So after 8 years and one day, that $3,000 living dollar bedroom set they bought is now $12,000, and there's no way they can get out of it because interest has accrued each and every month for 8 years. And the day that if they don't have that whole thing paid off in that time frame, they're responsible for that. So 8 years, 5 years, 3 years, 2 years, they know people don't pay it off early. So, listen, the 90-day and the 100-day, the percentage of people that take advantage of that is so minute, it's almost laughable. So, again, when you educate your merchant on this, hey, the percentage is so small, just tell them that's an advertising gimmick. We don't play those games. We do the any-day payoff option. They want to pay it off in a month or 2 months or 100 days or 150 days. We just charge them the remaining cash price on that item, okay? It says make sure to collect the first payment before giving them the merchandise. Make sure to have the customer sign the receipt and make sure to photocopy or take a photograph of the customer's ID and the signed receipt and email it in. This is required in order for the transaction to be funded to you. So, again, just talk to them up front. We want to make sure they're doing everything right. Let them know that we're aware of that. So if those merchants are on the fence about doing something wrong, that's the first topic we address. Number two, it says spread the great news. Tony, you have any feedback on that, or you want me to buzz through as much of this as I can in the next few minutes?
No, I think, just so that we can kind of get through, because I think at this pace, we're already at 20 after, and we're on item. Which item are we on?
We're on two, but I'm going to go through two and three in 30 seconds.
Let's do that, and we'll be at about 25 after or so, and if we want to open up for questions for the first three, maybe if we can get through, because there's 10, if we can get through the first five today, maybe we try to get through the next five more. But whatever you want to do, I don't want to slow down the conversation. You're doing a great job, man. I don't want to slow down the conversation. Thank you.
Okay, number two, great, and I'll be quick. We will get through five. Listen, number two is spread the great news to your customers. Again, point-of-sale material, we have that being done now, and hopefully I can make an announcement this week about when those will be shipped out. The posters, the table tents, that kind of stuff, they get that for free. We're also going to have additional material that we'll talk about later. But again, the bottom line is if the associates are talking about Iolo, doesn't matter if there's a sign or not. The signs help. If you're there at the store and you have a kit with you, get permission to put those materials out, hang the poster up in the prime location and do it for them. Number three says learn how to use your Iolo web portal. Here's where you push play for the merchant and the store managers and the owners and let them watch that first video. It's 10 minutes and 25 seconds, and it walks them through every step of how to use their portal. When you're dealing with the employees and the associates, use video number two. It's only 6 minutes and 19 seconds, but it teaches them how to use the portal, and that's key that they know how to do that. After you've watched the video with them, then say, okay, now let's go ahead and log into your portal. By the way, you might want to do this initial training before the store opens or after the store has closed so that you're not slowing down business while you're doing this or interrupting business. Plus, if they're distracted with all the customers coming in, they're not going to get this, okay? So even if you do it off property, it doesn't matter. But, you know, help them log into their portal from their computer if you can so that they can know how to do it, get comfortable, make it a favorite in their browser so they know how to get to it. Talk to them about their username and password. It says your username is the store email address that you use to enroll, so just put that there. If they can't find the email, the welcome email from Iolo that has their password in it, no big deal. It tells you how to find it. Click here to reset your password, and it should come right to it. Okay, so get them logged into their portal. And step number five, it says the dashboard. Explain their dashboard to them. Tell them, hey, the first thing you see when you enter is the payments calculator. This way, a lot of merchants keep that browser open this way. Some of them even take the price of their items they have, and they'll put a tag on it that says monthly. So if it's a $500 item, they'll put a tag on it that says, monthly $111 a month or, $111 a month, no credit check. And they'll have that tag next to the regular price tag of $500. A lot of bedding stores do that too. They don't even have the whole price of the mattresses, they only have the monthly price on them because that's typically how people buy it. But it says here, it says here is a printable monthly payments quick reference guide. So you can click on that and print that out, or you may want to have these printed out ahead of time for them and leave them a folder. Here's a payments guide. So if you're not on the computer and you don't have the calculator up, you can just refer to this, give you some idea that you can share with them. Also, here's another handy document. I would have many of these printed up and say, you know, if your customer's looking at it, tell them they can use this. And the reason it's the best way to pay is because there's so many options. You know, here's an any day payoff option that shows them how they can save a lot of money even after they purchase it through Iolo. They can pay it off at any time with no extra fees. Also, it says below your calculator is the link to download the bank verification form. Again, we usually print up 10, 15, 20 of these and give them to them in the folder and say, you know, sometimes your customer will come back, it'll say, hold, it needs a bank verification. So, you know, customer support's going to contact them, but you can just hand that bank verification form, tell them to go down and get it filled out and bring it back, and you'll get it taken care of for them, or they can send that in. And from the dashboard, show them what they can do. Here's a tab on the left. This first one's the most important. It says application status. Not only is where you'll see the status of the customers, here's where you're going to click on add a new customer. This is what you want to be doing every day, multiple times a day, is running through applications. So click on that right here, and it'll open up the form. Also show them, you know, there's also contracts. You can click on this, and it will view the status of the contracts. And then click on this if you need to update your account. Here's your account information. And, Tony, I'm going to move on since I've got a couple minutes. I'm going to move on to step six because this is important. So tomorrow
Before you do, one thing I want to be sure that all of the agents in the field recognize, and that was in part of number five there, and guys, be sure that your merchant, the very first thing I take my merchant into that dashboard, but the very first thing I do with them is I always say, you know, change your password. Be sure they've got a password that they can use, because the last thing you want is them struggling to try to log back into that dashboard because they can't remember their password, they can't find their email or whatever. So I always try to help them be sure that they go in and do that. I just wanted to mention that.
That's perfect, Tony. And if you shoot me an email to remind me, we'll add that there because that's great advice, great advice. And number six, real quick, is teach them to qualify the customers before they fill out the application. Why? Because we don't want unhappy customers and we don't want unhappy merchants. And when it comes back with a decline, you know, the customer's not happy and neither is the merchant. But again, we're not going to be able to approve everybody. This is a great chance right here to talk to them about our philosophy as a company, and our approach is that we don't want to take people in a bad financial position and put them in a worse position. We want to help those people that can afford what they want or need to be able to get that. That's it. So even though we don't run a credit check, we do have an amazing proprietary software program that has very complex algorithms that checks over 300 points of information on every applicant. So it will determine, the software will determine who passes and who doesn't. And we can tell the merchant, listen, we can tell you unequivocally that 100% of all new customers that we can verify who meet all three of the basic requirements, they're going to be approved. 100% of the customers that meet these three questions are going to be approved if we can verify that they do. Now, the amounts are going to change based on each individual's financial circumstance and situation, but we can state that, you know, we can also state that 100% of the people that we can prove don't meet those three are not going to be approved. So why run them through? Teach your merchants to ask the customers these three questions before they fill out the application, before they waste their time. Number one, are you at least 21 years old? If they're not, don't waste your time filling out the application. Have you had a steady source of income for the last 6 months of at least $1,000 per month? If they say, well, I only make $800 a month, don't fill out the application, okay? The last question is, have you had a checking account for the last 6 months with no return check fees? They're called NSFs, non-sufficient funds. Have you had an account for 6 months with no NSS for the last 3 months? If they say yes, and also, do you know if your bank allows ACH payments? Because that right now, and that may change in the future or have multiple options, but right now, that's how the customer makes the payments. It's automatically deducted from their bank account. So if they answer yes to all three questions, then go ahead and fill out the application. Let them know you're going to need your ID because you don't want to waste time if they don't have their ID because you're going to need to get a copy of that ID to submit. So if they tell you they do not meet all three qualifications, do not fill out and submit an application, okay? Just invite them to come back once they feel that they meet all three requirements. So, Tony, that's really all I wanted to cover today. It's the bottom of the hour, so I can stay and take a couple questions if you want on the information that we've covered today. And tomorrow we'll really focus on those last three, 7, 8, and 9, and 10, but because that's really important. But I really wanted to get through these first 5 or 6 today.
Okay, perfect. I know Donnie's grinning ear to ear because this is, the resources on this page is exactly what, you know, many of us have been talking about that we needed, you know, but so, you know, hats off, man. This is fantastic, and congratulations for getting this piece of the work done, because this has been, you know, something that is going to be so helpful to the agents in the field to be able to really explain to the merchant, you know, from A to Z exactly how IOLA works for them and how effective it is. Let's go out to area code 615. The last 4 digits 3800. You're live on the radio. Do you have a question for us?
Ray Allen.
Hello.
Ray, are you there?
Hey. Yeah. Let's go to area code 512. The last 4 digits 7743. You're live on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. All right, we got a bunch of people that don't know that they're live on the radio. How about area code 310? The last one we'll try 8667. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. To you guys.
I know that number.
Want to say congratulations and great job that we're doing as a company. I'm very, very, very excited about this. But a quick question for you, actually, real two. With the merchant, the only company I'm working with, a furniture store right now, who is actually an agent, the only company that I've seen that is being, that actually does give a 90-day. They decharge a 6% and they decharge an application fee. It's Crest Financial. They really do a 90-day savings and change. But it was an evolving situation. That's about the major one. I don't see a lot of stores with that in there. I really don't worry about it. He still is excited because he said with his store, when we first started in the beginning, he kind of backed off, but I told him, hey, we're back online and we have things. He's very excited because he said that the financial industry is bigger than his industry itself as a furniture store. And number two, the people that I'm talking to in furniture, I'm really excited. A lot of them have websites, and I'm just asking, will there be an opportunity for us to get that client pre-qualified that day when they walk in? Hey, you're qualified for 900, 1,000, or whatever. When they walk in, they're ready to go, because a lot of people going to their website saying, hey, and this is right on their page, IOLO. I mean, I've seen some of that before. Will we be able to get that customer qualified before they even get in there and kind of speed the process up for them, sir?
Okay, first of all, for those of you who don't know that voice, that is Mr. Tim Williams. Tim has been a guest on our show before. Tim is building a dynasty. He truly is an empire. He's got a huge organization, hundreds and hundreds of professional, serious agents in his business. But more than that, he is leading by example. This guy is out every day putting in merchants. I think he put in 3 or 4 new ones last week. And what I like about Tim is Tim's actually running the gamut. He's putting in jewelry stores, furniture stores, cell phone stores, wheels and tire stores. He's just going to all of it. He's taking advantage of everything that we have and doing a phenomenal job. And Tim, hopefully maybe we can get you back on the radio show soon, because you're just doing a great job. Let me address those 2 points that you made. First of all, thank you for that. Yes, in the furniture market, specifically furniture and bedding, and really with the furniture stores, you're going to see this. A lot of those places have traditional financing. I referenced it earlier with the rooms to go. So they're going to have like a Synchrony or a GE Capital or something like that. And again, that is a lending institution that requires a full credit check. You're going to get a ding on your credit. Even if you don't get approved, you're going to get a point reduction because you applied, all that kind of stuff. But yes, those lending institutions do have that. Traditional financing has truly a same as cash option. No interest for And again, you're going to see it out there 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. You know what? The fact of the matter is that probably 17 to 30% of the people are going to qualify for that program. And goodness gracious, if they can qualify for it, let them go. Let them do it. And just, again, hopefully these owners are telling the customers that do take advantage of that program, please make sure you have it paid off before that deadline, or you are going to get hit with outlandish finance charges and interest charges for that whole time. And you can go look into it yourself. Ask them about it. You will be charged, finance charges will accrue, and the day that you don't meet that time frame, the day after, you're responsible for those charges. It's really amazing that it's up to 8 years now. But again, the banks know, number one, not very many people are going to qualify. Number two, hardly anybody who does is going to pay it off ahead of time. That's the only way they could afford to do that, okay? The second question, the answer is yes, we will be able to do that eventually. I'm not going to give you a date because that's our policy, but when it is available and customers can apply online, and they can even go to the store's website and click the IOLO, no credit check, monthly payment option, bam, they can apply online and get pre-approved. A lot of merchants are doing this, and it's a great idea. A lot of merchants are running in their advertisements now. They're just saying, new, no credit check, monthly payment option, available, no obligation, fast and free to apply, come in and find out how much you're approved for. Or, so that's great because that's getting new business in the door, number one. Number two, what a lot of places are doing, especially the furniture stores, because people shop at the furniture store. So, and I'll cover this tomorrow, Tim, but a lot of merchants now are printing out a hard copy of the application, and they're mentioning it to their customers at the beginning. Hey, let me know if you need anything. I'll be here to help you. By the way, I'm not sure if you're familiar, but we do have a new no credit check monthly payment option. If you'd like, I can take some basic information, and while you guys are looking around, I can get you a pre-approval, and I can let you know if you're pre-approved, and if so, for how much would you be interested in doing that? And they're having them fill out a hard copy, and then they're going to go enter that with their permission while the people are shopping, while the customers are looking around. And then, you know, maybe in 5 minutes, the agent gets back with them, the sales associate gets back with them and says, hey, by the way, while you're looking, I just want to give you some great news. You've been pre-approved for $1,500. And awesome. So now they can kind of know what they're looking for. And then again, with training and store training we'll talk about tomorrow, you can say, you know, that doesn't mean you're limited to that, but $1,500, that can be, you know, can be applied towards this program, and it'll be X amount a month because they can already have seen that on the reference sheet, or they can put it in the payments calculator. And again, bam, that's fantastic. So, Tim, great questions both. Again, great job that you're doing out there in the field. Keep it up and keep leading by example. I can't wait to see your income in the next 3 months.
A little applause for my buddy Tim Williams. We appreciate you,
love
Tim,
him.
Again.
Love
thanks
him.
So much for calling in. Hey, guys, I guess it's been another great show. I mean, it's been fantastic, man. We covered a lot of information, very valuable to us in the field as agents. And we will continue tomorrow, bud. I tell you what, man, it's, I'm excited already about plugging back in tomorrow morning.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll cover the three main points that really, really, really help the merchants make money and help us in the field as agents make money, and that's step 7, 8, and 9. So we'll talk about that in detail tomorrow.
All right, my friend. Thanks so much, Mr. Bud Nima, Director of Marketing. Well, it's been a great show, Donnie. Thanks for being on the background, my friend. Guys, we will be back tomorrow morning. Thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate you being on board for us with this episode of IOLO Radio, and we look forward to being back on the air with you tomorrow.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of IOLO Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with IOLO, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.